Text 51551. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
And it's Brenda here in with you today, 51551. Now, one thing Irish people are great for is the gift of the gab. But when it comes to talking about sexual health, not so much. A new programme being delivered by the Royal College of Surgeons Ireland, titled Debunking the Myths, is hoping to open back up these conversations and get students talking. Master of the Rotunda Hospital, Professor Fergal Malone, joins me now. Great to see you in studio and to take you away from the very important work you do. Thank you, Fergal. Tell me a little bit about this. How did it come about, debunking the myths?
So we've been getting requests for many years from schools for transition your students to come in and spend time with us just to see what they might want to do for career choices. And during that time, we also heard from a lot of students and their teachers that, geez, I heard some great information was in there, and it totally opened my eyes to what things are all about. And would you put on a program, and would you, how about giving us a program or helping us out with this, getting information out on sexual health and sexuality? And we have a team there who put together a request to Science Foundation Ireland for some initial funding, and they were successful in getting a program launched on debunking the myths. And it's grown from strength to strength. We put out an initial request for information to schools, and within in August this year, and we thought we'd have about 800 applicants come in. We had 1,300 people signed up within a couple of weeks, and now we have 4,000 students.
Wow.
So from 20 schools around the country, and we've already delivered the programme to many of them. So it's really popular.
It's funny because I always feel sorry for teachers when they have to give the talk. Let's put it like the talk. So the, you know, sexual health information, and there's a bit of sniggering, whether it's all boys or girls mixed. But I wonder how much of it actually gets through. It's very difficult for teachers unless they're specifically trained or this is a vocation for them. And I feel for them. And I want to know what is different about this than what's already going on in the schools for teachers, with teachers.
So this programme is designed to be very much supportive of teachers and teachers' roles. So it does not, it's not intended to replace the relationships and sexual education programme, the RSC programme that goes on in the schools. This is really additive, and it's really to try and make sure that we pitch this in a way that's not talking down to kids. That's the key. So we have it pitched in a way where we have young presenters, much younger than me, who they can students can relate to, and they're talking about topics that they want to hear about: anatomy, male and female anatomy, contraception, sexually transmitted infections, body image, sexuality. So it covers all of these topics, contraception, and in a way that is, as I say, not talking down, but practical, and really put students, transition your students in a place where they can ask questions that they want to do. So, for example, we did this programme earlier this week, one in a hotel in the centre of Dublin, where we had 100 kids in there in the afternoon. And we have an app on their smartphones that they can log into, and then during the 2-hour programme, they can put their questions in, and the questions are anonymous, but they come up on a screen. So people, students will often have a hard time putting their hand up in a class and asking a question that they might make them sound silly or stupid. But they will put it, with their smartphones they're so adept at using, into an app which appears on the screen, where we have GPs, gynecology experts all in the room, and say, well, good question, you know, give us the myths that you've heard, and we'll address those myths and we'll put them straight.
Can you give me some examples? What are the myths we are talking about? What is the, I suppose, the misinformation or information they kind of grow up with and they never clear?
The classic one is sexually transmitted infections. If I don't have the symptoms, I can't have an STI. So that's easily put aside. You can tell people, no, actually, there's lots of people can have an STI and actually don't have any symptoms. So just because there's no symptoms, that's a common one. The other one that comes up a lot of times would be the morning after pill only works on the morning after. Well, actually, not true. Yes, it's most effective if used as soon as possible to the time that unprotected sex happened, but it can be successful for 3 or 5 days afterwards. Periods are always 3 to 5 days. Well, no, actually, periods can last shorter than that or longer than that. And how do you know it's normal or abnormal? The pill needs to be taken for 3 weeks and a week off. Well, no, not necessarily. You can take the pill for, you know, back-to-back packets of pill if you want to. So there's lots of things like that have come out from our experience with students. These are the questions that are put up on the app that we then address and say, well, that's actually not true.
Do you know what? It sounds like a very practical approach to answering some of these questions for children. When you think about, say, I was going to say our generation, I don't know if we're in around the same age, but let's just say we're close enough. Our generation and how we were told about sexual habits, sexual behaviour, compared to the generation now, there's obviously an openness there, but then we didn't have TikTok and, you know, all those kind of images. So what are the challenges informing children and giving them kind of a healthy attitude to their own sexual outlook?
So while it's great with social media and the availability of internet-based resources to give easy access to information, the problem for our teenagers is they have no filter. They have no way to filter that information or figure out what's fake news and what's real news, or what's real information. So what we're trying to do is make sure that they're getting their information from the right places and they know to ask the right questions. And that's what's really useful about this program, is it gives that opportunity to ask the questions of the experts. The ESRI had some research done just about a year and a half ago where they showed that the vast majority of 13-year-olds get their information on sex from the parents. The vast majority of 17-year-olds, however, get their information from friends. And when you look at people who get most of their information from friends, they have a statistically much lower incidence of using contraception.
Wow.
So to some very clear links between where you get your information and how good it is and how it's acted upon. So you can't just say, it's all on TikTok now. You know, it's all there. You can't. You have to provide proper places to get accurate information. And of course, the other problem with TikTok and the social media outlets is the idealized, standardized body images that are being pushed. You know, the people think, well, my periods last 2 days, that's abnormal, or my body shape is this size, that's abnormal. When, you know, they've made that decision because they've been shown a standardized, idealized body image or piece of information. And then they assume that it must be correct. And of course,
that's
we know
so dangerous.
It's so dangerous.
So dangerous. And I'm thinking of some parents tend to maybe sidestep talking to their children about their sexual health and say, well, look, the school's covering that. They'll get all that. Has that been your experience?
It's definitely been our experience that while more and more parents are more comfortable now talking about sex with their kids, but it is true that still lots of people assume that the schools are going to look after this. And you're right, some teachers don't feel empowered to do it. Many teachers do and do a great job. And this Debunking the Myths program is simply there as an added layer to help and support what our teachers are doing.
And I'm just thinking there are no silly questions. And probably that's where the myths come from, because you think it's kind of silly and you just presume what's not true is true. Does that make any sense to you?
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
It's probably a silly question, but there are no silly questions.
There's no such thing as a silly question.
No.
You must ask it.
Yeah, you must ask it. So how can we talk to them without talking down to them?
Yeah.
I think that is a challenge. And, you know, I like the fact that you've experts and everything on board, but how do you connect directly with them?
So it's making things practical. So we started off with the program by making it small groups of students in in-person groups where we had a range of experts talking to them at a practical level with examples of how things are done. Now, based on the popularity, we're now expanding that into a virtual online program that will reach in April probably about 4,000 students at a time. So it's really making things accessible and in a language that they understand.
Well, Professor Fergal Malone, thank you so much for coming into us and chatting to me today, debunking the myths. It's a project that's running from October to March of this year, and the HSE has announced that there's a free national home testing service for sexually transmitted infections for those aged 17 and over, which was piloted last year and has now been expanded to all counties in the Republic. You better go and deliver some babies.
Thank you, Brenda.
What an important job. Anyway, I really appreciate you coming in to talk to us. That's Professor Fergal Malone.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.